This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Ryan Famuliner. Governor Jay Nixon has signed into law a measure offering a tax break for some small businesses in Missouri. Lawmakers in 2011 approved a tax deduction for small businesses based on each job they add. This year's measure is designed to clarify the types of businesses that can claim the deduction. Last week, Nixon's administration cited the tax break as one of several measures contributing to a projected state budget shortfall. The governor trimmed $15 million from the budget that takes effect on Sunday. Immigrant advocacy groups in St. Louis say they'll remain vigilant in Jefferson City against any legislation resembling the Arizona measure, mostly rejected by the U.S. Supreme Court this week. The group says that while those bills have been introduced almost every year since 2003, they've never made it to Governor Jay Nixon's desk. Joan Suarez, with Missouri Immigrant and Refugee Advocates, says she hopes Monday's ruling makes blocking future measures easier.
I would think that what the Supreme Court has done would hopefully send a message to our legislature that this is not the kind of thing that's going to carry sway in Missouri, or for that matter, before the Supreme Court.
Governor Jay Nixon says he will sign legislation allowing charter schools to operate in more areas of Missouri, but with greater oversight. But the governor vetoed a separate education bill that would have made it easier for some students to transfer to other districts. Nixon plans a formal signing ceremony for the charter school bill tonight at the Missouri Girls State Convention in Warrensburg. He also announced today that he vetoed a bill allowing parents in several eastern and central Missouri communities to enroll their children in different districts, depending on how many miles they live from the schools. Nixon says one reason he vetoed the bill is that he doesn't believe certain districts should have different policies than the rest of the state for deciding transportation hardships. The University of Missouri system is standing behind its cost-cutting decision to shutter the school's academic press. Dozens of University of Missouri press supporters attended a Board of Curators meeting yesterday and today in Columbia in hopes of swaying the governing board. But the curators did not publicly discuss the recent decision by Tim Wolf, the new president of the university system, and the board doesn't typically carve out time for public comment during its meetings. Wolf and Board of Curators Chairman David Bradley said today that the university hopes to soon unveil a new model for the 54-year-old publishing house that will emphasize digital distribution. The university system provides a $400,000 annual subsidy to the press. The Missouri Press has also had a recent yearly deficit of $50,000 to $100,000. After more than 22 years with the Columbia Fire Department, Fire Marshal and Battalion Chief Stephen Sapp is retiring this Friday. A public reception will be held on Friday afternoon at City Hall. For KBIA News, I'm Ryan Famuliner.